by mental telepathy. He would think a message to Claudia. He folded his hands over his forehead and concentrated. Stay put, Claudia. Stay put. Stay put. Stay put, Claudia. Stay put. He thought that Claudia would not approve of the grammar in his mental telegram. She would want him to think, stay in place. But he didn't want to weaken his message by varying it one bit. He continued thinking, stay put. He must have thought, stay put, exactly hard enough, for Claudia did just that. They never knew exactly why she did, but she did. Perhaps she sensed some sounds that told her that the museum was not yet empty. Maybe she was just too tired from running around in Central Park. Maybe they were not meant to get caught. Maybe they were meant to make the discovery they made. They waited for miles and miles of time before they came out of hiding. At last they met in their bedroom. Claudia was sorting the laundry when Jamie got there, in the dark, mostly by feel, although there is no real difference between boys' stretch socks and girls. Neither ever considered wearing the others. Children who have always had separate bedrooms don't. Claudia turned when she heard Jamie come up and said, they moved the statue. How did you know? Did you get my message? Message? I saw the statue on my way here. They have a dim light on it, I guess so that the night guard won't trip over it. Jamie replied, we're lucky we didn't get caught. Claudia never thought very hard about the plus luck she had. She concentrated on the minus luck. But they held us up terribly. I planned on our taking baths tonight. I really can't stand one night more without a bath. I don't mind, Jamie said. Come along, Sir James, to our bath. Bring your most elegant pajamas. The ones embroidered in gold with silver tassels will do. Where, dear Lady Claudia, dost thou expect to bathe? In the fountain, Sir James, in the fountain. Jamie extended his arm, which was draped with his striped flannel pajamas, and said, Lady Claudia, I knew that sooner or later you would get me to that restaurant. It makes me furious to think that I must explain that restaurant to you, Saxonburg. I'm going to make you take me to lunch in there one day soon. I just this minute became determined to get you into the museum. You'll see later how I'm going to do it. Now, about the restaurant. It is built around a gigantic fountain. Water in the fountain is sprayed from dolphins sculptured in bronze. The dolphins appear to be leaping out of the water. On their backs are figures representing the arts, figures that look like water sprites. It is a joy to sit around that wonderful fountain and to snack petit four and sip espresso coffee. I'll bet you'd even forget your blasted ulcer while you ate there. Lady Claudia and Sir James quietly walked to the entrance of the restaurant. They easily climbed under the velvet rope that meant that the restaurant was closed to the public. Of course, they were not the public. They shed their clothes and waded into the fountain. Claudia had taken powdered soap from the restroom. She had ground it out into a paper towel that morning. Even though it was freezing cold, she enjoyed her bath. Jamie, too, enjoyed his bath, but for a different reason. When he got into the pool, he found bumps on the bottom. Smooth bumps. When he reached down to feel one, he found that it moved. He could even pick it up. He felt its cool roundness and splashed his way over to Claudia. In come, Claudia! In come! He whispered. Claudia understood immediately and began to scoop up bumps she had felt on the bottom of the fountain. The bumps were pennies and nickels people had pitched into the fountain to make a wish. At least four people had thrown in dimes, and one had tossed in a quarter. Someone very rich must have tossed in this quarter, Jamie whispered. Someone very poor, Claudia corrected. Rich people have only penny wishes. Together, they collected $2.87. They couldn't hold more in their hands. They were shivering when they got out, drying themselves as best they could with paper towels, also taken from the restroom. They hurried into their pajamas and shoes. They finished